Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who's telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today, you're going to hear a wonderful tale with all sorts of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an animal. That means you're going to be guessing what type of creature I am. Am I a parrot? A swordfish? Or perhaps a rat? Let's dive into today's story and see how quickly you can figure out who the Upside Down Storyteller is.
Hello there. You caught me just as I was waking up from a nap. I do love a good nap, lounging out in the vast savanna under the sun. Do you know what a savanna is? It means a mixed woodland-grassland ecosystem where there is space between trees, and wild animals like me have plenty of room to roam. It's also the perfect habitat for me to keep an eye on everything. Even though the savanna is quite beautiful, life here isn't always easy. Everyone always thinks of me as being a great hunter, because I'm classified as an apex predator, meaning that I'm right up at the top of the food chain. But the truth is that it's hard work for me to hunt. Only 30% of my hunts are successful, and I need to eat a lot to survive. After all, my average weight is 400 pounds, and females in my species are almost 300 pounds. That's 40 to 50 times the weight of a domestic house cat. Fortunately, I'm not alone in trying to survive. I'm a very social animal. I actually live with up to 40 other members of my species in a group called a pride. The pride usually includes a few males, a bunch of females, and our young, which are called cubs. When we all work together in the pride to hunt and protect our territory, it improves our odds of survival. And it's also a lot of fun. We actually learn a lot through playing, just as human children do. As cubs, the time we spend playing together and with our parents teaches us how to grasp prey, how to move together for group hunting, and helps establish our confidence. Of course, even though I know how to hunt, I tend to lay around more than the females in my species. You see, the females usually do most of the hunting, while us males protect the pride. The females work together, using complex strategies to surround and take down their prey. Their hunting skills are a testament to our species' power and teamwork abilities. Our preferred meals are zebras and wildebeests, but we're not picky eaters. After all, since the females are out doing most of the hunting, we should appreciate whatever they serve up. Am I right? When larger prey isn't available, then smaller prey like birds and rodents are on the menu, and you won't hear me complaining. Ah, I see the females from the Pride are heading out for the hunt, so I'd better stand up and look alert. I have to keep the cubs safe in the females' absence, and that takes all of my focus. I'm standing, shaking my mane, stretching out and looking fierce. It's go time.
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator is an animal, an apex predator in the savannah, and lives in a group called a pride. Your 30 seconds to think start now. Okay, good thinking. Now it's time to get back to the story for more clues.
All right, so here's the deal. I realize that I may have come off sounding a little bit lazy, sending the females off to do most of the hunting for the pride. But truly, I'm not as lazy as I might seem, laying out in the sunshine, licking my paws. While it's true that I spend up to 20 hours a day resting or sleeping, this is because I conserve my energy for defending our territory. When it's time to protect my pride, I'm capable of incredible bursts of speed, reaching up to 50 miles per hour in short bursts. I'm a proud member of the genus Panthera. Do you know what a genus is? It's a biological classification. Other animals in the genus Panthera include leopards, jaguars, and tigers. Can you guess what all of us have in common? We can all roar. My roar can be heard 5 miles away, so it is pretty fierce. I use my roar to scare off other males and to warn members of my pride of potential danger. Yes, indeed, I am a very powerful animal. I am also a symbol. People view me as a sign of courage, power, and royalty. I've been a part of human history and culture for thousands of years. In ancient Egypt, I was revered, and my likeness was used to symbolize the pharaoh's strength and bravery. In ancient Rome, I was a spectacle in the Colosseum, a symbol of the empire's might. In modern times, I continue to be a symbol of power and courage. I'm often used as a mascot for sports teams, and my image graces the flags and coats of arms of several nations. My roar is synonymous with fearlessness, often used in films and media to signify dominance. But that's enough for today. After all, I've been up for just about 4 hours, and I'd need my rest. I'll just stretch out under this acacia tree and take another nap.
All right, upside down story detectives, it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Thank you. Today's storyteller was a lion. I hope you enjoyed today's upside down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy flopsy upside downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.